Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Huron Hockey and Skating Association, Mel Littell. How are you, Mel?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you on the show. Well, Coach, we're going to talk. It's that time of year. We're getting into the Halloween season, and you guys are jumping into this. Now, is this the first time you've done something like a haunted attraction?
Yes, this is the first time here at Thomas Bay Arena.
Yeah, it's called Frozen Fear. I like that. Mel, tell us what's going to be happening these upcoming weekends during the Halloween season.
Yeah, the next four weekends, on Fridays and Saturday nights from 7 to 11, we're going to have a haunted attraction. And we're going to go through the rink and a lot of different kind of scary rooms and hopefully put on a good show.
Oh, well, I'm sure you will. Now, you know, when we talk about the folks involved in this, are they the ones from the Huron Hockey and Skating Association? Are they volunteering their time kind of thing?
Well, that's right. My wife and I have done this for almost 20 years back when we were downstate. So we thought we'd bring it up here and give it a shot. What we do is we have people from the association here, and then we donate money back to their programs.
Gotcha. All right. So when it's called Frozen Fear and it's at the rink, is it going to have that kind of theme to it?
Well, it's right now we don't have the ice in there, but we are going to be start building the ice pretty soon, so it might get a little chilly, but for the most part, it'll be pretty comfortable.
It sounds like 7 to 11 p.m. Now, that starts this weekend with September 27th and 28th on those Friday and Saturday nights, then right through about mid-October. Now, boy, it's only $5 to get in.
$5 for kids for 12 and under, and 10 for over that, so it's... I mean, it seems like it would be affordable, but it's if you want to come and have fun, you're going to have a riot. We can't, it's not real, so we can't do anything that's going to scare you if you don't want to be. But if you want to have fun, it's the place to be.
I was just going to ask. That was the next question I usually ask when we talk about this. Is it kid friendly? Can kids from the age of 5 or 6, are they going to enjoy this kind of thing, or should it be for the older kids and adults?
Well, I guess I'm going to ask you, Kevin. A 5-year-old can go through there no problem, can you?
That's a point well taken there, Mel. You're right. There are some adults who would not come anywhere near it. You're right. So
absolutely.
Bring the whole family. That's what it sounds like.
Correct.
Now, you got the haunted attraction. Is there going to be any refreshments being sold, too, to help you guys out?
Yeah, people get to wait inside, so don't have to worry about the weather, and there'll be concessions there, and it'll just be just a fun atmosphere for sure.
All right, so bring out a whole group. Are you taking reservations for this, or just come on out these Friday and Saturday nights?
Pretty much just come on out. If you do have a group, just get a hold of me, and we can make arrangements so we can accommodate people. We're going to try to keep the groups like from 4 to 5 people going through at a time. It just gives a little more, you get some tight spaces, so it's a little more... A little more fun if you could have a smaller group.
You bet. And then, as you mentioned, all the money that gets raised goes right back into the association to help with equipment and keeping the rink up in that.
Correct.
You bet. All right. It's Frozen Fear. It starts this weekend and runs right through mid-October right there at the Taos Bay Ice Arena on M55 in Taos City. Mel Littell. Mel, thanks for joining us today, and we'll look forward to some scary fun over at the rink.
Great. I'll see you there, right?
I'll be there. Don't you worry. Yeah, exactly. You've thrown out the challenge to me now, Mel. So
yes, I am.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Thank you.